Wayne Hall.
Hey, Mr. Hall, how are you?
Good.
You just
Who's this?
left me a voicemail. This is Zach. We've been talking about your property.
Yeah, I've looked at that thing and whatnot and
Well, can you refer me to what you mean?
pardon?
Can you refer me to what you're saying you've looked at? Are you saying just the numbers or?
No, I think I've gotten a much better offer from somebody else.
Well, I would like to continue the conversation because, as far as my understanding, we did speak first, and like I did say, I'm flexible and I like talking to you and working with you. So would you be willing to just, tell me what you want? 'Cause here's the thing. I'm not, like I told you in the beginning, I'm not here to really negotiate. I'm here to, solve a problem, and, I'm not here to beat anyone up on price. Same time, I have to stick within what I can do, but what's the issue? Would is that fair?
My wife and I looked at it and gone over it
Well, what do you want, I guess?
well, right now I really don't know. I want to see what I can get, but I don't
Well,
know what it is yet.
I'm willing to do that. So, if you're willing to give me the opportunity to, since we've been working together first, and I mean that's kind of how I am. I don't make offers. I don't do bidding wars. When I say I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it. So I'm not here to negotiate, but I just want to do business with you, and I'd love to do business with you. And if you want to continue to figure out what you think is fair, then you continue to figure that out. I'm not in a rush, and I know you're not necessarily either. We don't need to buy
Okay.
it. You don't need to buy it, but could I at least get your word on it? Because I don't know. In my world, whoever comes, it's first come, first serve. It always comes down to price when it comes, to making a deal. I have no problem with you wanting the most amount of money you can get for this thing, but I'm telling you, just being straight up with you, it's not about the money to me. It's one, the relationship, and I like you, and I wouldn't mind working together for, over the course of however long, that will be.
Yeah.
And whenever you figure out a price, then that you really want, I'm willing to do it. If you're willing to do, I mean, so what do you think about that so far?
That sounds good. I've got an appointment with a fellow who's deals in commercial properties and pricings, and it's somebody my brother knows, and I will get all my stuff together and go to him and
Okay.
say, "What does this look like to you?" And get some information that I don't have in my head,
Yeah,
and
so you're just looking to get the most as possible, price wise, 'cause that, you're a smart guy. I think anybody would. And I don't blame you one bit for doing that. I would do the same thing, and I wasn't trying to lowball you or anything. We were just talking numbers, a general basis, and
yeah,
that's
we
just,
are where we are. Yeah.
yeah. And
Yeah.
I just, well, I guess my only concern is, I want to work together, and just because we talked about a number, one time, which,
Yeah, that
that's.
doesn't mean it's the number.
Yeah, and what I'm telling you now is I'm not going to negotiate with you on purchase price. Whatever, I mean, you have to be within reason, but I'm, if you're, if you're within reason, I'm not going to, I'm not going to haggle with you. If you're willing to do 30 years or 20 years, you said, and like I said, we'll take care of it. We'll make sure it's drawn up with the attorney properly, with your trust or your will or however you have it distributed, then, we're paying for closing costs, just to let you know up front. We always do. But
Okay.
we want to help you. We like you, and I love the area, and I love the conversations that we had. So I don't get to usually work with a lot of good people, and it's in my best, interest to, one, be as polite and honest as possible. So, it hurts me in sales sometimes, because, I might be able to get a better deal, but at the end of the day, I care about more integrity and just being honest rather than anything else. So, I give you my word, I'm not gonna beat you up on price or anything. I'm not wasting time. If you need a proof of funds letter for anything, for even just the numbers I talked about, I can provide one. But whatever I can do to just have the first opportunity, since we were the first to talk with you, based off what you said, I would love that.
Okay. Well, I will get back to you. Right now, I'm sitting here in my underwear
Oh
waiting to
yeah.
get dressed,
Okay. I've been up since four.
talking to my plumber and
Okay.
getting
Well,
ready to come into town.
all right. Well, does that sound fair? Can I at least get your word on that?
Yeah, I'm gonna get together, like I say, with that fellow and he will help me tell me he will he tell me what is a good deal for me,
Okay.
and at that point we can talk.
Okay. So basically, I'm a man of my word. So what you're saying is you'll talk to your guys to figure out a real number that you would like and you would be happy with. And obviously, you need to get with people that you trust. We don't, we know each other that much, but I just, want to have that verbal confirmation that you'll give me at least the opportunity to buy first.
Sure.
If we can, agree to everything.
Yep.
All right. Well,
All right. Well, I got to get dressed, and Jack,
if
I'll get back to you.
okay, if you need anything at all, proof of funds letter for the numbers or anything, just let me know and I'll provide it. No problem. I'll send it right away.
Okay.
All
Thank you
right.
much.
All right, Mr. Hall. Talk to you soon.